Thank you for calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hey Angela, this is Devin. I have a work order number for you.
Hey Devin, what's the work order number?
It is 06, D as in dog, E as in Edward, D as in dog, 300.
All right, thank you for that information. Give me 1 minute to get you pulled up out the system.
Okay.
I'm gonna get my screen cleaned up so I can get to it. There we go. All right, I should be able to see it in less than 30 seconds.
Do I know?
I said I should be able to see it in less than 30 seconds.
Okay.
I searched for it. I clicked on it. It's processing. All right, is it on the Jerry Foster?
Yes, ma'am.
The address 6420 Halcyon Garden Drive, Alpharetta, Georgia?
Yes.
All right. How can I help you with this order today, Devin?
So it was supposed to be a delivery of a fridge that was at the store.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to pick it up and then take it to the house. Well, I picked it up from the store. I delivered it to the guy, and it was too big to fit in the doorway. He had to go into the garage because the front door is not accessible from the street, and it was too muddy, and the house is just being built.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, what happened was he ordered a counter depth fridge, and Home Depot did not have it in stock until January.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him a replacement fridge, but the replacement fridge was not counter depth. It was a big fridge, and it would not fit. Like he said, he knew he needed a counter depth. So he refused the delivery. I brought it back to the store, and I returned it to the store. So I need a delivery charge and the delivery completed out on the order, just not the install completed.
Okay, you're confusing me because it sounds like you didn't deliver it. It sounds like that's a trip charge because you said you took it back, so I'm confused.
Yes, but on Home Depot, I get a delivery charge for picking it up from the store, too, because I had
okay.
to drive to the store to get it.
Okay.
So I completed all that. I just didn't complete delivering it to him. I had to bring it back to the store.
Okay, I never heard of that, but I'll put it in and put down the notes that you said and see. Usually you have to deliver it to the customer. But they have a thing on here. It says they already have delivery of one appliance under service details.
Yeah.
So you're telling me to add it
yeah.
again?
No, complete that one out because I did deliver it. I did take the time out of my day, the gas, to deliver it. It just was a no-go because they gave him the wrong fridge, which was Home Depot's fault, not mine.
I'm still confused. Do you want me to add in the additional services another delivery charge is what I'm asking you because you're telling me to do so, but they have it under service details. But you're telling me don't do it, just that you completed that.
Well, you can I didn't know they had a delivery charge already.
They
on
have
there,
it on
so.
Yeah, they have it on here with a SKU
okay.
number and everything.
Well, yeah, just complete that out, just
mm-hmm.
not the install.
They won't let me do anything to it at all. You're gonna probably you might have to do that yourself, but it won't give me an option to do anything to it. Okay, there you go. It's
okay.
doing it now. It didn't give it to me earlier. So you want me to complete that out for today on 11/25/2020 for the delivery charge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I completed that out for you. Let me get your notes okay. up here. Check. Devin. Did you get your breeze code from DOD?
I have not.
Okay. All right. So I completed it out for you, and I put the notes and I said that the fridge was too big to fit. Anything else?
That is it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in to XPO. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.